I need to close that.
Hey y'all, this is Brian Aaron.
And I'm Angela Aaron.
We are the Aarons. Today, we're coming to you with something that could take a while. So, we'll see how this goes. It's be there. Be there. So, that can take you to a bunch of different places. But, first and foremost, the place that we have to be when we're talking about being there is being connected to God, resting in His arms, trusting and surrendering to His will. Because we can be everywhere and there all at once. So that's we true. Have to faithfully and consistently connect to God before we can have any hopes of being His instrument of will in this world. So
that's true. That's good.
And again, as we've talked about before, Satan will do everything in his power to disrupt that connection.
Amen.
He does not want that relationship to have any hold, any roots.
Yeah.
So I love starting this off with the words of Jesus. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Now, this is in the context of some of the disciples doubting, and Jesus just lays it out and says, hey, you know me, you've seen me, I am the Son of God, now you know God. So as we connect to Jesus and we pray the prayer of salvation, then we have that connection to Jesus, and he intercedes on our behalf with God. So, you know, the Israelites in the Old Testament, Angie and I are reading the Bible recap, and we have seen and we've heard how God instructed them to create the temple, the Holy of Holies. You know, we've talked about all of the things that the priests had to do on behalf of the Israelites. And the beauty of this is that with Jesus' sacrifice, his shed blood and resurrection, the Bible says that we are the Holy of Holies now. So we have Jesus within us. And that allows us to connect directly to God and not have to have anybody, any human person, go before us or go to God on our behalf. So we have the blessed opportunity to be there with God at any moment. We get to rest in his loving arms.
That's good. Yeah, that's really good. And I'm grateful for that because you can't really be there, like wherever you are is there, right? You can't be there in the moment if you're not allowing God to work in and through your life, right? So like it's easy to get distracted, and that's the enemy's favorite thing to do, is to keep you distracted so that you're struggling to stay focused and you're not listening and you're focusing on a million things at one time and you're not there because you're focused on seven different things. And so I'm grateful that we can be there in the presence of God, and he can kind of bring it back around. And like at any moment, if you're struggling or if you're walking through something difficult or even mundane, like doing some laundry, you can be there in the presence of Jesus and just talk to him, because he is always interceding on your behalf and he is there with you. So you get to just soak in the beauty of being there with Jesus wherever there is for you. Mm-hmm. So wherever your feet are, wherever you're, that's your mission field, right? So like wherever God has put you is there. That's where you are. So be there. Be 100% in that. Because I know for me, like I tend to wander in my brain and have a million different things going on in my head at one time. Like I have literally trained myself to be able to do two things, sometimes three things at one time. Like I can have two conversations at once and hear both sides of my head, and type something and hear something else and focus on two things. And I've just trained myself how to do that because I feel like I always have to be busy. We talked about that in the first one. I feel like I always got to be busy. So my mind is always wondering about the next thing, or, you know, maximizing my time. That's huge for me. Maximizing my time. What's the best use of my time? So I'm always doing two things at once. Like sometimes even when I'm doing this podcast, I'm answering text messages for work, which is crazy.
Never.
Yeah. So anyway, circling back around, I'm kind of needing to preach to myself today, because I do connect with God in the mornings and I spend quiet time with him, and he's trained me in that, and I'm grateful for that. But I'm not always there where I am because I'm focused on something else and I'm rushing and I'm not paying attention to God's presence in me and what he's trying to teach me in the moment. And so I'm tending lately to rush through things and like, okay, I just got to get through this. I got to get through this next thing. Man, I really wish this was done. Or let me move on from this so I can get on to the next thing. Or I just got to get through this day or whatever. But if I do that and I constantly do that, then I miss the moments of being there.
Mm-hmm.
Like God has you there for a reason. Like God put you there. That's part of his plan.
Not by accident.
Not by accident. It's not an accident who the people are around you there. Mm-hmm. And if you're rushing through it, and if you're thinking about what's the next thing or how can I be, your mind is somewhere else and you're not there, then you're missing the small moments of, you know, my friend looks a little off today. What's up? Well, she's walking through something really difficult and I almost missed it because I was so busy in the moment. And, you know, she's losing her mom and that's insanely hard. I've been there, not in that same capacity as her, and I don't know how she's feeling exactly, but losing a parent is hard. And so because I was so busy in the moment, I almost missed that she was a little off and that she needed a moment to just talk about why she was a little off. And so if you're not there, you miss those moments. And, you know, I think even as parents, sometimes we can miss the moments with our kids too, because we have our phones and we're focused on work, or work never stops, or text messages never stop, or, you know, insert said thing here, never stops. And if we're not there in the moment, then we miss the moments to have sweet conversations with our kids about their own salvation, or sweet conversations with them about something going on in their lives, or noticing the differences in their behaviors, or, you know, just knowing how important time is and how it's the most precious thing that we have and we won't get it back. Like it's just heavy on my heart to be there in the moment. And mm-hmm. So for me, like I'm preaching to myself today because I'm feeling super convicted about that this morning. I need to be better about being there.
Definitely. I mean, there's so many things that can distract us. There's so many things that even the good things, if we allow them too deep, can be a distraction.
Yeah, that's good.
So, I mean, the main thing that we have to do is understand that God wants a relationship with you. This is not a transactional thing. This is something that God wants to connect with you and connect to your heart on a daily basis. And when we do that, he does reveal things to us. You know, tiny, small things that in the moment we're kind of like, okay, I don't understand how that fits into my day. And then you get halfway through your day and then it presents itself. You know, there's times when we are too busy. And then we look back and we can see, oh, wow, I probably should have stopped and checked on that friend.
Yeah.
Or I probably should have done this differently. The beauty of it is that God does not hold those things against you.
Mm.
He takes joy when we stop and when we're there in the moment of where he put us.
Mm.
So he doesn't hold it against us. He takes joy in it. And as we seek him, he will present those other opportunities.
Mm.
But it's, I can't describe the feeling that comes over whenever those opportunities arise.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you're in a thunderstorm or you see some of those videos where people's hair stands on end. And you know, it's just like you just... For me, it just feels like electricity.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like this urge to just like to have to go talk to that person.
Yeah.
I can't describe it. But I guess I am going to try because that's why we're here. So, you know, I'm from a small town in South Arkansas. And Angie and I had gone and visited my family. And we went to a coffee shop. We had the opportunity to go to a coffee shop because our friends blessed us mm-hmm. with a hotel room. Thank you. You know who you are. And because we were at that coffee shop and because we were connecting with each other
mm-hmm.
and stopping and being in the moment of gratitude, of being appreciative
mm-hmm.
of what God has allowed us to do, God placed it on my heart to go talk to a gentleman that was outside. And I'm not going to fake it and say that I did it right away. I mean, I paused, I looked at him, we went inside, we ordered our coffee, we drank our coffee, we went back by him, got in the car, and I could not start the car. And I had to get back out and go talk to him. And I mean, just the power of that moment.
Yeah.
The power of that moment, connecting with someone that we don't know. God knows their heart.
Yeah.
God knows what they're about.
Yeah.
But in that moment, God just said, go be there with that person.
Yeah.
You know, and it could be a friend. It could be a stranger. It could be anyone. It really is about your heart that you can stop long enough that you can listen to God's voice.
Yeah.
You know, and the fun thing is that God doesn't speak in just one way.
Mm, yeah.
You know, we've learned that God can speak in a variety of ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's times when God plays a video in my head and it's just, I have no idea what's going on, but it's just amazing. it's hard to describe that part, but it's just, you know, whether it be a picture, whether it be just a feeling that comes over you.
Mm-hmm.
It's if we are not connecting to God, if we don't have deep roots, then we don't get that opportunity.
Yeah.
So again, it's not that God gets mad at us when we don't go into those opportunities. He's opening his arms to you and saying, hey, come rest with me. And then I will show these things that bless you just as much as it blesses the other person.
Yeah, for sure.
Because in that, we feel God too.
Mm-hmm.
We feel God's presence too. So
yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot of God moments that have happened in the past, well, 13 years with us together, but honestly, my whole life for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But so many more God moments when and things that you see when you're fully there and you're fully intentional in your time with the Lord and with those around you. Like I can't express enough how important it is to just be there wherever you are and be in that moment, because it passes by so quickly. And it's just so powerful to sit in the presence of the Lord, but also so powerful just to be in the presence of other people and be in the presence of, you know, God has surrounded you with people that have wisdom and knowledge and different perspectives and see the world differently and can help you see the world differently. And God uses other people in your life to talk to you in a moment when you're feeling down or in a moment when you're feeling overwhelmed or, you know, in a moment when you're struggling to see past whatever the situation is that you're trying to get out of when you want to be somewhere else. God gives you different people in that moment, in that setting, to be there with you so that they can help you get back to the there that God wants you to be there for.
Right.
So I know that's a weird way to say all of that, but I just feel that in my bones today. Like I need to be there. I need to be more intentional with my time and more intentional with the people around me and to focus on where God is sending me, because he does call us to go out and make disciples and to, you know, to spread his love and to spread his word and to be Jesus to people, right?
Yep.
And we can't be there if we don't listen and take in what he's saying and be connected and know where he's sending us and know what it means to be there.
Right. And I think, I mean, the other part of it is, you know, there's kind of some negative connotations about prayer, or like maybe some incorrect thinking about prayers that we have to pray a certain way, or that we have to do a certain thing to connect with him.
Yeah.
And really all God's calling us to do is just to talk to him like a father, talk to him like we would talk to a close friend. So, you know, God calls us to tell him everything. He already knows everything, but it's, you know, it's the same thing as kind of like confessing to your friends, confessing to other people. It's like, if you talk to God about it, the power of whatever that is does not match the power of God.
That's good.
So as we talk about it, as we share our day, as we just sit in the moment with God, it gives us perspective. It gives us heavenly perspective, you know, that surpasses earthly perspective. You know, it shows us, when God can show us what is important, you know, what matters. And, you know, what I've come to learn is that, you know, God is with us wherever we are.
Amen.
You know, if we're at work, you know, God calls us to give 100% at work.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't mean compromise yourself.
Right.
That means your effort. That means glorifying God in all that you do. So you're there. God has you there at your job so that you glorify God with your efforts in your job.
Yeah.
Then once you go from work to home, then it's giving your best at home.
Yeah.
We can only continue to give the 100%. If we are connected to God, not connected to things of this world, because things of this world drain you.
Amen.
They are meant to drain you because they are temporary. They so don't true. Last. Only God is eternal. Only God has the fuel, the power to get you through that.
Yeah.
So I have like three different things going on in my brain right now. But one is, you know, having that connection time with God on the way home.
Yeah.
You have connection time with God to prepare you for work. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever time you go to work, you have that. It's so important to have that connection time with God before you go out.
Mm.
Because if you go out without it, then you can let those distractions, you can let those things in the world keep you from hearing that still small voice.
Yeah.
And that still small voice could be your child when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
So pre-COVID, I worked in the office full time and, you know, felt the need to prove myself. And I don't think I've thought about this in this way until, and I mean, maybe a little bit, but until recently. You know, I've been blessed, you know, with at my job. Yeah, I've moved around a little bit, but quite honestly, I've been at my job for 9 years.
Mm.
In December, it'll be 10. The first 5 years of me working where I work was me proving myself, mm-hmm. or feeling like I needed to prove myself, because I did have a connection, or I do have a connection at that job, but I felt that I needed to prove myself and to basically say, hey, yeah, that person may have said something, but it's all me. Like this, like I can do the job. And I pursued it so much that I let home be second.
Mm.
So I gave all of myself, and then I got home and my kids were asleep. Oh, mm. I worked too late. I won't do it again.
Mm.
Small children, now they stay up till like 10:30 and it's like, come on. But you know, it's, you know, missing that connection time with your children.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why your kids go to their mom for everything.
Mm.
You know, it's like, oh, well, you look back and you're like, okay, well, what's the amount of time that I'm spending with them?
Mm.
And it's like, wow, I'm a full-time dad, but they only see me as a weekend dad.
Mm.
And it's like, ew, what am I doing? What am I not doing? And again, quite honestly, COVID knit us together.
Yeah.
You know, it kept us all in one place.
Yeah.
So, you know, it taught me how to kind of seamlessly switch gears.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to maneuver from work to family fluidly. Not perfect. I'm still getting there. There's still times, obviously. But what it did was it kept us all in one place, and it kept us there.
Yeah.
To where we didn't have necessarily the 40-minute drive home of, all right, let me get out of work. Let me just kind of do like a brain dump from work and you know, and be ready and you know, be a husband and be a dad. And it's like, no, you are all of those things at the same time.
Yeah.
So it taught me what's important.
Mm-hmm.
It helped reinforce what's important, that you have to be there. Because, you know, I go to work 3 days a week now, and it's just the value of when you're at home.
Yeah.
You know, there are times where, you know, my son comes in when I'm in a meeting and I do have to say, hold on, you know, I'm on camera, or, you know, I'm actually in the middle of a sentence at this moment. But, you know, it's showing him that he's important.
Yeah.
You know, showing our daughter that she's important. Showing Angie that she's important, because I am connected to God. So I can be connected to them too.
Yeah.
Because we have to have that connection to God before we can connect to others.
Easy for you to say.
Right?
That's really good. So what's coming up in my brain right now is, in order to be there, you have to set boundaries. Ooh, which is a word that I struggle with. So in order to be there, you have to set a boundary. So like, I don't have the luxury of a 40-minute drive to and from work. I work around the corner from my house.
Well, 1 minute and 9 second drive.
Which is a blessing. Don't hear that. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I don't have to drive 40 minutes because traffic stresses me out. So I'm grateful for where I am and where I'm doing and all the things that God has done in my life. So don't hear that. But because I don't have that downtime and I don't have the separation sometimes, I don't have a boundary. So, and I'm not good at boundaries anyway, because I'm a doer. So, in order to be there in your life, you have to set a boundary. So again, preaching to myself, what does that look like? How can I be there if I'm always there? You know, how can I be there if I homeschool my kids and I work close to my house and I'm always there, like wherever there, that sounds weird. I was there wherever there is, but how can I set a boundary in that? And how can I be there and be intentional for where I am and where God has me? And so it sounds like it's a boundary, right? Like I need to turn off my phone. I need to probably take off my Apple Watch and stop letting the pinging get me to another place. I need to be there. I need to put my phone down and be in the moment and be there with my family when it's family time. And I need to put down my phone and be there in a meeting when I'm in a meeting and, you know, focus on the things that I'm supposed to focus on and maybe train my brain to do one thing at a time instead of seven or, you know, whatever that is. So whatever that looks like for you, like, man, I would love to. I wish this was a hotline or something. Like we could just, how do you be there? What are some ways that you can be there in your life? And how do you focus on your day? What does a boundary look like to you? Because, man, I could use some outside wisdom on that for sure. Jesus set boundaries, y'all. Jesus set boundaries. There was a time where he said, shake the dust off your sandals. And there was a time where he said, go and sit in it. So, and serve and wash their feet. So, you know, be there in order to be there and be where God wants you to be. You got to listen too. You got to be in the presence of Jesus and you got to be with him in order to know where he wants you to be. And so what is that boundary? What is the boundary for that? What's the boundary to be there and to be more intentional in your time? That's a question I'm going to have to pray through, to be honest. So thank you for your wisdom today that you're pouring out, because I need to be there. Like I need to be there. Like God is doing something in our lives, right? Yeah. God is doing something in all of our lives for sure. Like he's got a plan, he's got a purpose, and his will always prevail no matter what our plans are. His ways are higher than our ways. What does that look like? How do you know what his will is? Well, the only way to know what his will is to be there in his presence.
Right.
And to be there with him and to be there and to be still. Well, we're going back to day one. Be still in the presence of the Lord. Be still in the moment. Be still and quiet and let him fill you with his presence, fill you with his peace, fill you with his plan, his will, his way. You've got to be there. You got to be grateful for the surroundings around you. You got to be intentional with your time. You got to be there in the moment. You have to be you. That's right. You got to be you. You got to be you in the moment, because you can't be someone else and be there. I can't be Brian in a meeting. I can't speak for Brian in a meeting. Although sometimes when you're married, they're like, yeah, what would Brian do? I don't know. Ask him. I don't know. I mean, I kind of know, but I think I know, but I'm not him. I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting off track. I'm getting off a tangent.
No, sounds good to me.
but yeah, like all of it it's full circle, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's full circle. You got to be with him and you got to be in the moment and you got to make the most of your time. And so I need to work on my boundaries. Okay, Lord, I hear you. Man, I'm going to work on my boundaries so I can be there. Preaching to myself.
I love that. Yeah, because God, as Robbie so aptly, God can't use, let me speak, God can't use who you pretend to be. And that's so true. You know, I mean, because God knows everything. God sees everything. So if you're pretending to be something, God's not going to bless or speak to the pretender. He's going to speak to the real you. And if you're pretending to be this thing and pretending and going in areas that God didn't call you to be, then God didn't call you to be there.
Yeah.
Then we wonder why God's not blessing us when we are there. And it's because God never called you to be there in the first place. So
you're frustrated, and you don't need to be frustrated. You aren't supposed to be there.
Right. So, and that's why it's so important to be you. You know, don't look at the world. Don't look at even your friend of saying, this is what, that's what God wants me to be. Mm-hmm. No, God gave you gifts that are unique to you.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
And they matter.
Yep.
So you matter. What God has called you to be matters.
Yep.
And when you have that, when you connect to God with your true self, that's when God speaks. That's when God prompts you to go in places that
make no sense.
That make no sense. Maybe the pretender, those are the fun places you want to go. All right, that you can go there. But no, God calls you in a totally different area.
Mm.
But it's because he knows your true self. He knows who you are. He knows the gifts that he's given you. And even when it doesn't make sense, even when it seems like you should be going in a different direction, you should be going in a different spot.
Mm.
God has you where you are, has you there.
Yeah.
For his purpose, for his mission.
Yeah. That's so good.
It's our job to trust and surrender, which, again, is tough.
Yeah.
It's tough sometimes when we try to go our own way, to do what we think is best.
Yeah. I have so many songs popping in my head right now.
I know.
So also just know, like, God knows why he wants you to be there.
Right.
So wherever there is that you think you need to be, and you're like kind of wrestling with God, like, no, I need to be over there. No, I want to be here. I need to be, this is where mm-hmm. I feel like I need to be. He's like, no, you need to be over there. You need to be there. He knows where you need to be. He knows why you need to be there. Mm-hmm. He sees the whole picture from beginning to end. You only see a minute.
Right.
You only see what's right in front of you. You think you're here. You're in this be there for a moment because this is where I need to be. I'm here. This is my choice. Mm-hmm. No. He sees the whole picture, and he knows that he needs you to be there for a reason. So that goes to trust. Mm-hmm. You got to trust that his ways are bigger than your ways, and you got to trust that he knows what he's doing and you don't.
Right.
And you got to trust and obey that he is going to put you where you need to be in the there that he needs you to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to own that. You got to soak that up.
Right.
Because it's so good when you allow him to put you in his there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, one thing that, that I've come to grips with is that just because you are not where you expect to be doesn't mean there's something wrong with you.
Ooh, that's good.
So God is preparing a place. God's preparing the way. So it could be that the way is not ready for you. So it's God could be growing you for the next step, but at the same time, it could be that the next step is not ready for you. Because God prepares the path. God prepares the way.
Yeah.
So don't look if something's not happening at the exact moment that you think it should. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It could be that God has taken those steps to prepare that path for you, which is why it's so pivotal that we have to remain grounded. We have to remain connected.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remain deeply rooted to God. And I keep saying rooted. I keep saying roots because, you know, one of the, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's like 23 verses long.
And so, you can go look it up yourself and read exactly. it as you should.
I was going to do the reference. So if you look at Matthew 13, 1 through 23, let me scroll back up and make, yes, 1 through 23. That is the parable that Jesus mentions about the farmer scattering the seed. So you have to, you know, please read that. Please read that because, you know, this is one of the times that not only does Jesus give a parable,
mm-hmm.
but because of the prompting of the disciples, we get the blessing of hearing exactly what it means. And I'm going to read this one verse. Let's see here, maybe two. All right, so let's go with 20 and 21 because this is, you know, this is what's really speaking to me right now as far as being there. It's like the seed. So the farmer's scattering the seed. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. All right, my circumstances are great. So God is great. Everything is awesome. But since they don't have deep roots, they didn't make the connection. They didn't stay there with God. They don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word.
Hmm.
Now, I'm going to say 23 too because I have to. The seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as been planted. So, the good soil, we connect to God. The other part is that by staying in connection with God, that is what he's called us to do.
Yeah.
He didn't call us to make our own soil. He didn't call us to prune ourselves or do anything else because he's going to do that. As we connect to him, he shows us what we should do.
Yeah.
He shows us how we should live and how we should operate.
Mm.
And by us being connected to God, God is shown to all those around us.
Yeah, that's good.
So we have to connect to him so that other people can see God in our lives
and
wonder what's going on.
Mm.
And then we can tell them, hey, I'm not doing anything that you can't do.
Amen.
I'm connecting to God. I'm listening to him, and I'm talking to him. I'm talking to him like I'm talking to y'all right now. I'm talking, you know, we can talk to him anytime.
Yeah.
God is calling us to just be there.
Amen.